Not too long ago, a set of fonts was released online for free. And now in Korea, we've been seeing them on business cards, advertising banners, and websites. They're called grammar fonts, or in Korean, 할매 글꼴. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Friday. It's June 4th, 2021. That was a feel-good track by Joy. She's been pretty much taking the music world by storm with her solo stuff. That one's called 안녕, hello. And hello. Welcome to our show. It's Friday. Weekend's just around the corner. Thought we'd start off with a story that just warms my heart. As we know, when Korea used to be very poor, I mean, we're just talking mere decades ago, 1930s and 40s, just dirt poor, right? Many girls were mostly unwelcomed at schools and forced to sacrifice themselves and their futures for educating their male family members. And so in a small county of Chilgok in North Gyeongsang province, about 400 grandmothers in their 70s and 80s have been belatedly learning how to read and write the Korean alphabet at a little community center there. So, one of Korea's leading office suite software developers found out about this group of elderly students, and they asked the Chilgok community to choose 5 grandmothers with the most elegant handwriting that also exhibits a very strong personality so that they could develop these handwritings into fonts. And voila, the rest is history. Upon the release, many have fallen in love with them as they invoke feelings of nostalgia and motherly love. Another cute thing about all this is that these fonts are actually named after the grandma. So, like 칠곡 할매, which means 칠곡 grandma, and then the name 권한자, or 칠곡 할매 추유을, right? The names of these people. There have never been a set of fonts so special and so endearing and personal like this one. Again, if you guys are interested in seeing what these fonts look like, they are free to be downloaded on the country's website. So you guys can go ahead, especially our listeners learning Korean and wanting to read and write more in Korean, go ahead and join the nostalgia wave. When I see a handwritten letter, sometimes my grandma will write me letters, like a little note, more than a letter, with like a little bit of pocket money she always gives me when I come to visit home in Hawaii. And I'm thinking, Grandma, I should be the one giving you money to spend. You know what I mean? I'm working. You're not working. But it's always endearing to see the little handwritten memo. And I see her personality and I see her love that's apparent even in this piece of paper, right? And the little ink on this paper. So I think that's great. What a touching story, right? Let's listen to a song by ATEEZ up next. This one's called Wave. That was ATEEZ with Wave. You guys are tuned in to our show, K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. How to tune in? We're an international radio station broadcasting to you from Seoul of South Korea. You can choose the shortwave option, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We also have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and shortwave radio. I mentioned that actually, podcast as well as another option. If you do choose the podcast option, we ask if you please go ahead and give us a rating. That would really help expand our network, reaching more and more listeners. If you want to participate in our weekly segments, more interactive, you can go ahead and write your comments, song requests, and messages to our gram page. The handle is at KBS K-pop. You can go ahead and check out our homepage if you want any more details on our show. That's world.kbs.co.kr. All right, a couple more tracks. Then we have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, with another interesting story. Let's listen to Shin Yeong with 우리 왜 헤어져야 해? Why break up? And then 정승환 with 비가 온다. It's raining. 이런 말 하기까지가 참 어려워서 그대를 보낼 준비가 Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. We have a whole new reason to love bubbles. Japanese researchers have succeeded in fertilizing trees and flowers just using soap bubbles. Researchers have been searching for alternative approaches to pollination because, as many of you know, with climate change and other reasons, it's caused a decline in the number of bees worldwide over the past decade. No bees, you may think, what's the big deal? It's a huge deal. No fruits, no vegetables, right? No, I don't know, harvests. But when they discovered a way to fertilize plants using pollen carried on the thin film of a soap bubble, they found the delicate Sophie's Spheres achieved a success rate of 95%. And that was when the bubbles were fired from a bubble gun. Now they're testing drones that fire bubbles for even better efficiency. Dr. Eijiro Miyako from the Japan Advanced Institute of Science and Technology had a moment of inspiration one day while watching his young son play at a local park. At one point, the bubble had hit the son's face, but he saw how there was, of course, no damage as, you know, soap bubbles, they're just soft, they're light, they're a little bouncy. That brought him to conclude that bubble pollination would be ideal as they wouldn't damage flowers. So then he developed what he terms chemically functionalized soap bubbles that carry up to 2,000 pollen grains each. Dr. Miyako and his colleagues then observed young fruits starting to form within 16 days of shooting the bubbles onto the trees. Dr. Miyako is very optimistic about the potential for this new bubble technology. What an amazing story, no? If this really works, that is ingenious. Something that you would have never really thought about. I play with bubbles like on a weekly basis. My sons love them. But yeah, I mean, they're assuming that the soapy chemicals that the bubble's made out of isn't damaging to the plants. Yeah, this is harmless. Bubbles are so soft. You could kiss it. You could blow it. It'll pop just from that mere little force, right? What a great idea. See, sometimes the biggest, most world-changing solutions are right under our nose or right in our bathtub, right in our bathroom. Let's listen to a song by Fromis 9. We go. Following that, we have BTS with Butter. Vibes
1 to 5.
Vibes 1 to 5. It's Friday. That means Peter has joined me in the studio with his playlist that fits our mood for this week. Hello, Peter.
Aloha.
Aloha. No.
Aloha. Is that not a thing? Can we not combine the two?
Are you really into that these days?
People do that, right?
Like portmanteaus?
Like a bit of silly people, maybe ajashis. But I want to do it. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah. I feel the summer vibe. It's June. The weather's still up and down.
It
but
is
I'm going
to.
I'm going to own this weather and own this month.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not as rainy as last summer.
It was, yeah, last summer was really rainy.
That was
right?
Like the really peak of it.
I've been complaining about May because I don't think maybe it was that rainy in May last year.
Uh-huh.
Definitely the summer, you're right.
May's usually not that rainy.
Yeah, we get like monsoons in maybe late June and July.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. I remember last summer now, you mentioned it being really wet. But May has been such a British month, like rain, then sun, then rain. Then sun. And if June's like that as well, I don't know, I might have to go back to London. The weather was part of the reason I was living here.
Oh, boy. I got to go to London. I still don't really know what people are talking about when they talk about London weather.
It's not lovely, to be honest.
Well, to get to London, you need to jump on a plane.
You do. I guess you could take a boat, but it would take a heck of a long time. So today's playlist geared up for many out there who are dying to get on that mode of transport after COVID. And now, slowly but surely, in other parts of the world, it's becoming possible. And here in Korea, you can if you're going to Jeju, right?
That's true. That's
if you're going
true.
Down there, a few of my friends have done that. And have you seen in Korea, in the convenience stores, one in particular, they teamed up with an airline and they started selling kineshik, the in-flight meals, in those packages. Because it kind of looks
so
like a lunchbox.
Funny.
Yeah. And my neighbors got it and they showed us. And apparently the kids love it as well.
Oh, does it taste similar?
I think it's better because when you're on the plane, it doesn't taste great. And that's an economy airline as well that's doing it. And so they said it was even better. And just because it looks like that, the kids were really excited.
That's so fun.
Yeah, what a good idea, right?
Who would have ever thought we'd be craving that? I'll use a PG-13 word, but, you know, the stuff that comes out on planes.
Yeah, and even the, like, cramped seats. I want to be back on there. Yeah. I want to hear chicken or beef. Pork or fish.
Yeah, bibimbap.
Yeah. Oh, the bibimbap's good.
Yeah,
I like
it.
That's
one of the
go-to.
Better.
So we've got all songs related to flying and airplanes.
Perfect.
And we'll start off with probably in terms of chronological order.
As in the oldest.
This is the one that I also heard first out of all of these tracks. Kobugi, Turtles, with Biengi, Airplane.
How old is the song?
It must be more than...
30?
30. Definitely more than 20, I reckon, right?
25, maybe.
Yeah, about that. Same age as me. And the Turtles, Kobugi, if you don't know that trio, they came out with some brilliant dancey pop tracks around that time. Unfortunately, their lead singer, who was, you know, to be frank, obese, died an early death, and that was the end of them.
Yes.
But this is one of their bangers, and it's all about wanting to get on an airplane for the first time, dreaming of it as a child.
Perfect.
Yeah, let's all have that innocent spirit.
How many movies do you watch on a plane ride to London?
So up to the second movie, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But if I watch more than two, I just get fed up.
I understand.
I'm like, no, I'm not watching another one. And then you're so bored on the plane as well.
So about two?
Yeah, two is my soft spot.
Oh, that's a very healthy amount.
Do you watch it all the way?
After kids, yeah. Because that's like the only time I can watch movies.
So you catch up on the plane.
I think I do about three.
It's a good time to do it, I suppose.
Right. Well, we're going to play this song and then talk more about planes after Kobugi Turtles with Biengi.
Airplane.
An oldie but a goodie. That was Kobugi Turtles with Biengi or Airplane. So this is Peter's playlist for songs that are perfect for every plane trip.
Or if you can't get on a plane, if you're still in lockdown in a major way, just close your eyes, get on these planes audioly.
Just turn on that staticky sort of sound.
There you go. And then maybe try and hold your nose and blow out with your cheeks without opening your mouth. And you can pop your ears. I don't know if that's good for your health.
And
probably
close
not.
All your windows so you have stale air.
That's lovely. Don't we sell the airplane experience so well on this show? One, in fact, the next two songs back to back are maybe the two things I don't like about airplanes and going on a flight.
Yeah.
Number one, airplane mode on your phone.
Oh.
We've grown so dependent on these. When I was young and we were flying, we didn't have mobile phones.
Nope.
Even when we did have just normal phones, you wouldn't worry about not having that for 10 hours.
Yeah, we weren't on it all the time like we are now.
Yeah, nowadays, though, because we are on it all the time. It's odd. And I do like it. I will admit, I do like being uncontactable.
Yeah.
But for many people, I think they get airplane mode stress.
I do a little bit.
I can't go on the internet, you know. I can't find out anything. What if someone's texting me, et cetera, et cetera.
That's my biggest fear, that something major will happen while I'm on the plane.
While you're in the air.
And nobody knows. Or, I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
And when you land, doesn't that give you anxiety too? You turn your phone on and it's like, ding, 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 ding.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like Christmas. It's a little surprise. So that's the first track, Motte with 비행기 mode or airplane mode.
Nice.
And yeah, maybe I think for the youngsters, it might be good to just get them off the devices, force them off. Although I have to say, my kids, they'll download a load of stuff onto the tablet and they'll still be on it on the plane.
There's a lot of options these days.
Got Seven's song after that, Hard Carry. Mm-hmm. We call, what do we call it? The things that we take on the planes
the
in
luggage?
English. Luggage or carry-on luggage, right? So this is kind of related to airplane travel if you watch the video. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of it towards it. And wait, what's the Konglish that we use in Korean? Is it carry, hard carry? Oh, carrier is what we call it, don't we? Carriers.
I have no idea what language you're speaking for.
Yeah, so we call it carrier, I think, in Korean.
Okay.
And I don't think it's completely English. I think some luggage manufacturers might call it a carrier, but we usually call it carry-on luggage, right?
Yeah, we do.
But that song kind of talks about pulling the weight. He is doing all the hard work in this relationship. He's going to do that happily. I'm going to hard carry it. And so, I don't like actual luggage. That's my point of this whole rant.
Do you do that for your family? That you're kind of the one stuck carrying all the carry-ons?
When we go away for one night in Korea, we take a big suitcase, right? And then also a big bag. And I'm carrying both. Like, I'll balance the bag on the case.
Yep.
And I'll be struggling like an idiot. I hate that.
My husband bought one of those rolling small, like a carry-on size
kind of
thing.
No?
But the kids can ride it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, so you would think, right? But we only have one.
Yeah.
So obviously now that we have two kids, we didn't think this through, right?
One could go in the case.
So now I think they just assume all rolling baggage are rideable.
Yes, that's not good.
No.
It's a bit dangerous. Yeah, I've seen those cases. I want one for adults, you know, if we could ride it. That'd
sort of
be
like
amazing.
A kickboard that
like
you
a go-kart
can kick.
Kind of thing.
Very nice. Someone get on that. All right, we're going to play those two tracks. This is sort of the non or anxiety portion of traveling.
Yes.
It's Motte, right?
Mm-hmm.
비행기 mode or airplane mode.
And GOT7's Hard Carry.
Two songs right there. That was Hard Carry by GOT7. And then we had Motte with 비행기 mode or airplane mode.
Hard Carry hair.
Yeah, that's a catchy one.
I want someone to hard carry for me, for my life. Do
no.
all the heavy lifting.
You're too good. I'm
Is
sorry.
Is there no one out
no
there?
No one's interested.
Oh, that's not
no,
nice.
No, but that means only you can carry yourself. You're
well,
that good.
I don't. All right.
Does that not feel good?
It's not pressure.
Like a, it's like a feel bad compliment.
Thank you.
All right. Two songs now.
Yes, the top two. We're going to start off with, if you go onto the Tuba U's, it's a 6-minute, 43-second music video.
Why?
So you know this is from back in the day when K-pop videos were movies, right?
Did someone surgically implant eyes and donate their eyeballs?
What are we talking about?
You've never seen...
Which one is that one?
Kiss Na Yeoja-inika, the
no.
music video, because
Isn't
I'm
that a real movie as well? I'm sure there's
you
one with a plot
watch
like that.
That. It's so sad.
Wow.
That is like OG drama style K-pop music video.
This isn't one of those sad ones. It's maybe a bit more hopeful. It's still very dramatic, the music video, but it's Epic High's Fly.
I love Epic High.
I know. I brought it in especially for you.
No, you didn't.
They do have the catchiest tracks. Some of them from their earlier days kind of sound a bit similar with their dancey vibes and then they're rapping over it. But this is a really good hopeful one, talking about flying higher than the birds in the sky, just you and me. I don't know why. We associate like positivity and freedom with flying.
Yeah. Maybe there's something carefree about it, right?
But when you're stuck in a metal can in the sky, you're not very free, to be honest,
Wait,
in
I'm
a plane.
Sorry. Are we doing this playlist because you like flying or because you don't?
I'm working it out as we go along. So far through this song, not so much.
A lot of roller coasters.
My mum, you know, the older she gets, the more like claustrophobic she gets and the more fears she gets.
Mm-hmm.
She now cannot stand flying. Like she gets like she can't breathe. She feels like she's suffocating. Last flight she was on, yeah, they had to give her like a paper bag and she had to like breathe into it and stuff like that.
Okay.
And if you think about it, all right, I don't want to put anyone off getting on the plane, but I am. It is kind of scary, right? Do you want a breath of fresh air or something?
I still don't get the science behind it. Like, it's a very heavy object. Like, how are we in the air?
I know, we're going a bit off topic here, but do you see those Pentagon-released videos of UFOs?
Sure.
And one guy was saying there's another experience that a pilot friend had. Another object, another UFO, he was flying a jumbo jet, paused their flight. So they just stopped in midair. And a jet definitely can't do that. You know, you just fall to the ground.
Is this recent?
The story, I think, is from a good few years back. Okay. Yeah, but someone was talking about it recently. If you're on one of those flights, then, well,
that's a little scary.
It's kind of unique as well.
Yeah, the US is taking their UFO thing very seriously.
Who knows what news is going to come out. But for the time being, it's only airplanes. And for us here in the studio, oh, I bought in a prop today, Angie.
Okay.
Paper Airplane is the Korean title of the next track, Chongi Piengi.
I wanted to recycle that.
You can recycle it into a ball and play basketball with it. It's Yunha featuring PH1. Hello is the English title. I love this track. I love Yunha's tracks, to be honest.
You do like Yunha. Have you ever seen a Korean fold a paper airplane?
My kids have done it quite often. I'm sure they must have learned from their Korean friends.
It's different from how Americans fold paper airplane.
They don't do it long ways. Did you do it long ways?
I did, and we had a point. But
yes.
Koreans, they fold it in where it's like a square edge.
Yeah, it's like straight. And that is actually better
it
because there's more weight there.
Yes.
Yeah. When it's just pointy, it kind of just flaps about in the wind.
It doesn't fly well.
Paper folding Koreans are definitely better than Westerners, I feel.
Totally agree.
And yeah, this, if you think of yourself as a paper airplane, just floating in the wind, feeling free, and anyone can do it. It's cheap and easy.
I appreciate how you try to make our playlist philosophical.
Yeah, it doesn't succeed most of the time. I'm not convincing anybody,
it's good.
I don't think. I'm on the fence, side of the fence. I want to fly because I haven't flown for ages.
All right, then. End of the playlist verdict. Flying is good.
Mm-hmm,
you
yes.
want to fly?
Do it.
Where do you want to go?
I'm going to Hawaii. I told you.
What are you
going to
order on the flight?
Hawaiian food. Avocados and eggs is what comes to mind for some reason.
Not Hawaiian.
And some canned ham.
At all.
There you go.
All right. Get off this plane.
Can you eat the necklaces they give you? Those flowers? Are they
no.
edible?
No.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Peter.
See you next week.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Here's Epic Eyes Fly following that Yunha. That's featuring PH1 with Chungi Biengi. Hello. Down to our final song. Hope you guys listen to this and start off a wonderful weekend wherever you are in the world. I use 내 손을 잡아, hold my hand. Our producer, Sophia Hong, writer, Ha-Dim Kim, I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.